Smart locks are meant to make life easier, but some Singaporeans are now ditching them and going back to keys. You've probably seen or even maybe own one of these digital locks with features like facial recognition and fingerprint scanning. They look sleek and are convenient until they stop working. Some locksmiths in Singapore say they're getting more calls about faulty smart locks, especially cheaper models made by overseas original equipment manufacturers or OEM. These off-the-shelf smart locks are sold online for as low as $100, while more advanced models could set you back over $1,000. But with lower prices often come reliability issues. Battery failures, bad installs, and poor build quality are among the most common complaints. And because these locks connect to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, they can be disabled remotely. Like what happened in August this year, when more than 50 people were locked out of their homes after a dispute between a local distributor and a Chinese manufacturer. Beyond poor quality, there's often little after-sales support. Online sellers rarely offer the kind of help that established brands do, and the costs add up fast. Some homeowners even had to replace entire doors because of faulty locks. Experts say that while smart locks are convenient, not all are built to last. The advice: buy from reputable brands and keep your software updated to stay secure.